Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. I am Hormis Fatakia. The big day has finally arrived and all eyes will be on Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today when she rises to present her record 7th consecutive union budget at 11 a.m. Now, goes without saying, CNBC TV18 will be your budget day headquarters for all the sharpest market, economic and policy impact analysis through the day. For those who wish to read up, we have a live blog running on our website, and for those like us who are hoping for some income tax relief, you need not worry because we have you covered on that front as well in the form of another live blog. So stay tuned to CNBC TV18 and CNBCTV18.com. But even if it is budget day, there is a market that needs to be focused on, and that will continue along with corporate earnings as well. We'll get to that in just a bit. For the Nifty though, 24,500 remains that key level, and despite that initial dip that we saw yesterday towards 24,350, the index staged a pretty swift recovery to end above that 24,500 mark yet again. Now, we had highlighted yesterday that the Nifty move will hinge on two of its biggest constituents, Reliance Industries and HDFC Bank, and how these two react to their earnings, and both of them moved in opposite directions. Reliance was the biggest contributor to the downside, and that move was mostly offset by HDFC Bank, leading to the Nifty heading nowhere by the end of the session. Now, aside of the budget-sensitive stocks that will be, of course, in the spotlight today, there will be other stock-specific activity that you'll need to keep an eye out on as well. And Federal Bank is first up, and what was being reported by us at CNBC TV18 for months now, K.V. Subramanian has officially been given approval by the RBI to be the lender's next MD and CEO for a three-year period starting September this year after Shyam Srinivasan retires. Now, Subramanian was earlier the joint MD at Kotak Mahindra Bank till April of this year. And CNBC TV18 had first reported about this in February of this year about this subject, followed by another update in June. Now, this announcement confirms the CNBC TV18 news break and its relentless coverage on the subject. Now, Coforge also reported results late last night, which were below what the street was expecting. Revenue was down 2% from the March quarter, while margins saw a contraction of over 420 basis points. Now, most of that impact was due to the acquisition of Signity Technologies, and those expenses stood at nearly 80 crore rupees during the quarter. Now, Suzlon is another one you should keep an eye out for today, because profit for the June quarter tripled from last year to over 300 crore rupees, while revenue also grew by 50%. Now, first quarter deliveries were the highest in 7 years, and that aided the performance of its core wind turbine generator business, whose EBIT margins went up by 400 basis points from the previous quarter and over 700 basis points from last year. Suzlon has also ended the quarter with an order book of 3.8 gigawatts, which is at an all-time high. Now, there will also be earnings reactions from stocks like MRPL, Greenlam Industries, Cyient DLM and Jana Small Finance Bank. Now, today is an important day on the earnings front as well, with some important Nifty constituents like Hindustan Unilever and Bajaj Finance reporting their June quarter results. Now, other names like ICICI Prudential, M&M Financial, SRF, Torrent Pharma, United Spirits, Kajaria Ceramics will also be reporting their quarterly results along with a whole host of other names. Now, keep an eye out on PowerMech projects today, because the base gross value for a tender that was awarded to the company for the construction of a government medical college and hospital for the Uttarakhand Pejal Nigam has been revised higher to 594 crore from 362 crore earlier. Now, this is due to a change in the scope of work awarded by the Uttarakhand Pejal Nigam. And lastly, Canfin Homes, where SBI Life Insurance has acquired a 0.75% stake on Monday at around 828 rupees a piece. Now, the handover from Wall Street has been a positive one after the indices rebounded overnight after last week's sell-off. CrowdStrike, though, which has been at the line of fire because of the outage that was caused last week, and it continues through this week as well, that shares plunged another 13%, leading to short sellers pocketing nearly $1 billion from that trade in the last two sessions. The GIFT Nifty, as we speak, is absolutely flat, unsurprising because the market awaits more cues from the union budget. That's all for today, but the action has just begun, so stay tuned to CNBC TV18 and CNBCTV18.com, your budget day headquarters for the sharpest market, economic and policy analysis of the union budget. Thank you so much for tuning in.